You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to a brand new show called Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Behind the Curtain is where either Alon Fong or myself will be going one-on-one with a lot of different industry experts, people who, anybody who's kind of behind the scenes in the industry, whether it's music, whether it's entertainment, we're going to be bringing a lot of these. And today we're going to kick this show off with the man, the myth, the legend. You like that? Dave Manick is here. How are you?
I'm good, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Dave, you are with ED Publications. You are at your title again.
I'm the publisher of ED Publications. That was it's been my title for the last just over a year since I was promoted up from associate publisher to publisher. So, yeah, and March of 2023 will mark 25 years for me here.
Oh, so awesome! Awesome. Well, thanks for being our debut artist here today. I want to talk to you about something called the EDIs. And the EDIs, for people who have no clue what an EDI is, go ahead and give me the rundown on that.
Well, sure. I'd like to, I'll just give you the abbreviated version of how it came to be.
Sure.
Because, you know, the industry had a couple of what you'd consider, you know, what you'd call contests that the features, the showgirls would build their careers on in terms of credits and, you know, that's how that they basically established their careers. Two of those contests went away. And that was their previous, this is going back to the, you know, early to mid 2000s. You had the Penthouse Gold G-String and you had something called the Exotic Dancer National Championships, which contrary to some people's thoughts, they had no affiliation to us whatsoever. The Exotic Dancer National Championships were done by the Gilardi Group up in Atlanta. Mm. Jack Pepper ran that. That had nothing to do with us specifically. But when those contests went away, I just saw this void in the industry for a selective type of industry showgirl dance competition. And this was there towards the end of 2013 that I came up with the concept of the Exotic Dancer Invitational, and 2014 was our first two EDI contests, the East and West, and the whole concept being two contests, one in the East, one in the West, and they would eventually feed into the Entertainer of the Year, at least in part some of the nominees, or now we sort of tweaked the dynamic, which I'm sure we can talk about. But yeah, I mean, it was really just trying to create, you know, dance competitions for showgirls so that they could, the best of the best could compete and the up and coming entertainers could be there. And it would be something that the showgirl community could kind of rally around.
Right. And these are open to the public. So these are held in different strip clubs all throughout every year. Some years it's different. Some years it stays the same. But I want to get back to the contestants. You're going to have two divisions at each contest, correct?
Yes, we have the showgirl division in they've evolved over time, but we have the showgirl division, which is for the primarily for the girls who are more established feature entertainers who have been competing in contests for a while, who are probably beyond 4 to 5 years of their career. They're kind of into their feature career as showgirls. And then we have the starlet division, which is for girls that have been featuring for less amount of time. Maybe they haven't competed in an EDI before, where they're not really haven't been on the road as long. So featuring less than 3 to 4 years, maybe never competed in an EDI before. So those are the two divisions.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the locations. So we've got the two of them are coming up this year. One's in April and one is in May. Am I right?
Yes, we are back. It's always, you know, it's although it, sometimes it's nice to go to just to new destinations. It's always good to know that the clubs that had the EDI want it back again. And this is the case now going on since 2000. We've been with Bucks, the Bucks group, Bucks Cabaret, and that group in Dallas. We've been with them for quite a few, you know, since 2019. We, of course, we missed the EDI in 2020 because of COVID, but we've been with Curtis and Rich there in Dallas for a few years now. We're there in April the 19th, 20th, 21st. Again, that's at the Bucks clubs in Dallas. And then we're back, of course, Jerry Westland's been a big supporter of the EDI for a long time. You were there with us in Indianapolis when mm-hmm. we had it there. We've had it at his, we've had it in Memphis. And now this will be the second year in a row that we're back in Huntsville. And that is May 24th, 25th, 26th.
Ah, very cool. So of the 3 days of each one, the first day is going to be for the Starlets competition, correct?
Yes. So the Starlets compete on the first night, and then the Showgirls compete on the second night. And then the top three finishers, the top three scoring entertainers from each division, move on to the finals on the third night of the competition.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know this is, well, it's called invitational for a reason. You have to be invited. Not just anybody can perform in these things. If somebody were to want to get in, I know you're all filled up for this year, but if somebody were to want to get in a future year, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they just need to reach out to us directly. That's myself or Christopher Kay or even Kevin Pennington here, because he's in touch with a lot of the up and coming features as well. So it's just a matter of letting us know that you're interested. And then we, of course, you know, we'll do some inquiry about, you know, your previous competitions or what your plans are as far as feature entertainment. I mean, our competition isn't only open to touring feature entertainers, but really that's kind of the purpose of the contest. Is if you're not planning on becoming a touring feature entertainer in the around the US, there's really no point in doing the EDI. That's what the whole contest is for. And every now and then we'll get a girl who just wants to do the competition but really has no intention of pursuing a career as a touring feature entertainer. So this contest isn't quite for them. It's really, are you trying to build a career as a feature in the US? And if you are, then this is a competition that you might want to participate in.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people, industry people, that go to these. Plus a lot of the agents. I have seen a lot of the agents show up for these things. And I think... So if you're thinking about doing this, get with Dave and Chris or Kevin, any of those. But you're filled up for this year, and I saw the lineup, and it's unbelievable. Can you start off by telling me the first location is going to be out in Dallas? Who all is performing or scheduled to perform on that?
Yeah, we are literally at capacity, and if anything, we're slightly over capacity. We allowed that just because usually somebody has to cancel, whether the booking comes up or something happens, and it's inevitable that somebody has to cancel, maybe through no fault of their own. They get a booking, and we understand that. But we're pretty much full in both, as you mentioned already, Danny. But we, in the West, in our Showgirl division, we have Michelle Lynn. We have the duo of Fire and Ice. That's Hayla Faye and Janine Jericho. We have BJ McNaughty, Coyote, Jay Von Diva. We have Autumn Knight, who this is her first competition, and she's in the Showgirl division. And just as a note, on the rare occasion, there are girls that go right to the Showgirl division. That usually happens because a girl maybe just is established in the industry and just hasn't done the EDI yet. Mm-hmm. Or she could petition us to say, here's why I want to compete in the Showgirl division, and kind of plead their case. And, you know, it is a chance. They're taking a bit of a risk to step up and not go to the Starlet division, but go straight to Showgirl. That's what Autumn Knights wanted to do. So we're saluting her for having the courage to do that. We also have Justice, Bambi Wild, Pixie Ray, Ella Hot Wheels, who won the EDI East Starlet division last year. So when you win the Starlet division, you immediately go up to the Showgirl division the next year. Mm-hmm. And rounding it out, we have Phoenix Fires, who anybody who has been in the industry for a while will remember Phoenix. She was a touring feature entertainer, you know, around 2015, 16, 17. She took, she stepped away from the industry for a bit. She's come back. She's competing in the Showgirl division, and she's already placed. She's won the Starlet, the newcomer division.
Yes.
That Phoenix won at one point, but she's, you know, been in the industry for a while. So she's jumping right back into the Showgirl division. In the Starlets, we have, it's always nice to see new faces, new acts, fresh blood, if you will, in the Starlet division. That's what it's all about. The EDI isn't just about the established girls. It's also about providing that venue for the new girls. So what we have is a few faces we've seen, but a few new ones. So Starlet division this year in Dallas at Bucks is Claire Fay. Mm-hmm. We have a girl named Dallas competing in Dallas, but she's from Australia. So that should be interesting. We also have a girl named Galaxy. We have Hannah Dahl, Kimberly Blaze, Salem Star, Safina Karenina, if I did that correctly, and Zila Pandemonium. Some new names, people that I haven't seen before, who I'm looking forward to seeing there in Dallas. At Bucks. So that is your EDI West for 2023.
Okay. And those dates again, real quick, before we go into the East girls.
Yes. It's they're doing the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday format. So it's April 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay. And now let's go to Pony Club, all the different Pony Clubs. Is it going to be in the three different clubs again this year?
Yes, I do believe so. I think Jerry Westland is the owner of the Pony Clubs. All of the Pony Clubs are Jerry Westland clubs, and I believe he owns all the strip clubs in Huntsville. Yep. So he's cornered the market there, let's just say. So yes, Rocket City, as it's known, because it's the home of that the NASA museum. Yes. There, and it was previously Space like museum. The home of NASA there in Huntsville. So anyway, Rocket City, that's where we're headed. EDI 2023, that's May 24th through the 26th. Showgirl division, we have Janine Jericho. The duo Janine Jericho, Fire and Ice, and Hayla Faye are competing as a duo in Dallas and competing individually in Huntsville in the East. So we have Janine Jericho and Hayla Faye both competing individually. Hayla Faye won the EDI West Starlet division last year, so she's moved up to the Showgirl division. We also have returning EDI East champion Miss Parker. Mm-hmm. She's competing at the East. We have Heidi Ho Huntsman, who is the alter ego of BJ McNaughty. So it'll be interesting to see her do the act that's not the BJ McNaughty act. So that'll be interesting.
That's the clown, if you didn't pick up on that. That's the girl, the feature clown feature. She's great. Yes. Great. When she's BJ McNaughty.
Yes, yes. So, and I've not seen her perform as her alter ego, Heidi Ho Huntsman. We have Ginger Wolf, who is, again, Autumn Nights, she's somebody who is moving right into the Showgirl division. Mm-hmm. So she, I believe she just won Miss Nude World. So yes. She is somebody that's petitioned us to move into the Showgirl division. And again, if they have the courage to jump right ahead, then and they have the credentials, then we salute that. We also have Nia Nebula, Lori Lane. Phoenix Fires is also doing the East, and you know, yes, occasionally people do both. In case anybody's wondering, there is precedent for that. And again, I think I was open to it because she's jumping back into the industry after being gone for a few years, and she was hoping that she'd be able to do both because you know she feels like she needs it to kind of kickstart her career again as a touring feature. So, and then we're happy to announce the return of Natasha Nova to the EDI East. So she will be there as well in the Showgirl division. And in the Starlets division, again, we have some faces we saw last year and some new faces. We have Alicia Clark. We have Ari Untamed, Charlotte Autumn, Sierra, Danny Steele, Farley Lynn, Lucy Sky, Rachel Revolver, and Venom Rose. And unfortunately, we had one of the girls named Lauren Lotus who had to withdraw because she has an injury. She hurt her knee pretty badly, so she's going to have to withdraw from the EDI East. So, and then the other cool thing we have in the East this year is we have a guest performance by Char Zane. Many of you guys, if you follow the industry and who's won the EDI Entertainer of the Year. So Char Zane is two-time EDI Overall Entertainer of the Year. and she's won the EDI multiple times now. So she's just coming to the East as a guest performer. Mm-hmm. And I believe she's also going to judge the Starlet division as well. So she's coming as a special guest this year.
I'm going to tell you what, judging that competition is so, so difficult because I have judged two of them. And I think, you, as you well know, I always say, no, don't pick me because it's too there's a lot of great talent. And I look forward. I'm going to definitely be at Huntsville. I'm going to try like hell to make the Dallas one as well. So I'm looking forward to this, and hopefully we're going to get a whole bunch of people there. Again, these are open to the public. You know, it's going to be also, you know, as the adult clubs as they are. So the house entertainers will be performing throughout the night as well. We just kind of get a chance to take over their stage for a little bit of time, and it's always an incredible thing, and just a wonderful thing that you guys do out there.
Well, we look forward to getting out on the road every once in a while. I mean, it's tough for us here. We're kind of anchored in the office, but the EDIs gives us a chance to get on the road, to get into, you know, one of our clients, friends, clubs like Bucks, like Jerry's clubs there in Huntsville. It gets us a chance to meet some of the, you know, the industry people we don't get to see that often. You know, the feature community comes together at the EDIs. And, you know, we, as you mentioned, we're it's open to the public, and we certainly hope that not only the customers enjoy the competition, but we hope that area club owners consider coming in as well. Like if you're a club owner operator in Dallas, Fort Worth area, you should definitely come and check out the competition. And well, I'd say if you're a club owner in Huntsville, you could come, but Jerry owns all the clubs. So, but maybe if you're somewhere else in Alabama, Nashville's not too far away. I mean, you know, if I were a club owner that lived in that area, I mean, it's almost like a feature showcase in a sense. Like you could come to the EDI, watch these performances, and maybe pick up a few girls that you want to book at your club for feature performances in 2023. So it's a great place to come, mingle with other industry people, and see the best of the industry's feature entertainers all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll add to that a little bit. You know, I guess when you had the EDI West out in Denver, I came out to that. My main reason for coming out to that, because at that time I worked for a club where I was in charge of booking the features. And there's no finer way to sit there and see all these feature performers, and you can see which one's going to work best for your club. So, you know, I mean, that was Denver. I'm Cincinnati. So that was a heck of a trip, but it was worth it. And I remember that so well because you happened to schedule that on 420 week.
Yeah, well, that's how it's sort of. Well, yeah, in Denver, that's a perfect time to be there, 420. But laws aren't quite the same in Dallas, although we are there on 420 this year. But but it's, yeah, we appreciate seeing you, Danny, and other DJs. You know, the DJs have always been pretty supportive of the EDI, especially. I know they had the Panda event that coincided with the EDI East last year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're always appreciative of seeing other people in the industry coming out and supporting the contest and supporting the girls and the host clubs. And, you know, it's become a thing. I mean, the EDI has grown and grown over the years, and it's a well-known industry brand now. And it's, you know, we're proud of where the contest has gone. And I love seeing the girls take their, you know, their shows and their showmanship and their creativity to the next level. Because that's what the contest does. It kind of forces them to, you know, create a show, a new show, and it challenges them to up their game. And then it gives the starlets, the new girls, a chance to come and see established entertainers in it. They can pick up some pointers. Now, you know, I don't suggest like ripping off somebody else's show, but what you will see are you'll pick up some tips, how to do things differently, how to do things more efficiently, tricks of the trade kind of thing. So, and it's a place to network and get to know people. Mm-hmm. And it's a small feature community. It isn't that big, you know, it's a tight knit group. Everybody knows everybody. And it's just a great chance to network and get to know people and, you know, make friends and business relationships that may help your career.
Mm. Okay, I want to wrap this up by letting you give me a quick expo update on what all's going on out there. But before I talk expo, what's the website where people can check out the EDI information, who all's performing in locations and things like that?
Yeah, our Kevin Pennington, our art director, just recently updated the website. So it's theedis.com. So theedis.com.
Okay.
And that's recently updated, at least. So now it's got all the years of EDI. We have, details about the contest and pictures of the winners and lots of photos and information about this year as well. But yeah, check out theedis.com for more information about that. Or our main website, exoticdancer.com, has coverage of all the EDIs since we started doing them. So but those two places. As far as the expo this year, I mean, as you guys may know, it's a big one for us. It's the 30th anniversary expo. So that's, there are milestones that, you definitely want to kind of take it to the next level. And that's what we're hoping to do with the expo this year. It's a 30th anniversary. We're at Paris, which we've never been there before for the expo. So that's the Paris hotel and casino there in Las Vegas. And August, excuse me, now you're catching me off guard. I think about what day we go in, so that gets me a little crossed up. But the actual dates of the expo this year are August 20th through the 23rd. So, we have events that already start. The dynamic of the expo has sort of shifted. I think the expo used to be considered starting on Monday afternoon or whatever, but now it's kind of like Sunday because you've got the ACE National Board meeting. But we also have, and I'm glad you mentioned expo because I did want to reference, we are doing, so this is going to be the third year in a row we've done the EDI final will be in Las Vegas at expo again. We started that in 2021 at that kind of, I won't call it a mini expo, but it was our in between year COVID
post-COVID
kind of expo,
yeah,
in Miami. So we started it then. We took the two top finishers from each EDI in the showgirl division and brought them to the expo. And then they competed on Sunday night. And then the top two finishers moved on to perform at the main award show there on Tuesday night. We did that last year with the four girls competing at Deja Vu, top two finishers then performing during the main awards show. That was last year at the Paris theater. So doing the same thing again. This year it's going to be at Peppermint Hippo. On Sunday, August 20th, we will be at the Peppermint Hippo Club there in Vegas. And that's where our top four finishers, so that's the top two showgirl finishers from East and West, will then move on to compete on Sunday night there, Peppermint and Hippo. And the girls that have the top two scores will then move on to do the main award show there on Tuesday, August 22nd. We're at Paris. It's never been there before. If you haven't been there, it's very nice casino, fun, different. It's nice to be in a fresh place that we've never been before. And it's the 30th anniversary. So we want to celebrate the expo's history, but also figure out where are we going in the future. That's a part of the expo too, is where have we been, but where are we going? Because this is a pivotal time for the industry. I really believe that this is a very, very pivotal time as the industry starts to transition into, the younger generation of club owners and operators and customers. And, where are we going from here? Because I think a lot of people are wondering the same thing. Where does the industry go from here? Because it's not our dad's strip club industry anymore. It's evolving. Yeah. So we have to see where it's going. And that's going to be a part of what we're going to discuss this year.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out. I appreciate the fact that you're going to do this this competition at the Peppermint Hippo in Vegas, because I wanted to see that club so bad last year and I didn't get a chance. I've had the pleasure of talking with Alan Chang a few times in life, and he seems like a great guy, and I really, really want to see that club. I've seen the pictures. Beautiful. So look forward to that. Dave, will you join me again in a few months, and we'll kind of update everybody on Expo as it gets closer?
Absolutely. In the next couple of months, we will have a lot of the main expo details kind of ironed out. So yeah, I'd love to join you again when I can tell you about all of the seminars and the speakers and the events and everything else. Once we have everything solidified, I'd love to join you again, Danny.
There you go. Appreciate it. Dave Manick, Exotic Dancer Publications.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.